Leaning Into Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather across the southeast. Millions under snow watches. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on what's happening along the Virginia, North Carolina coast.
We still have warnings up from Norfolk and Hampton Bay, Newport News, down to just north and east of Raleigh. And that's where the heaviest snow today is going to fall. But there will be ice concerns on the southern side of it. That's going to come through the afternoon
elsewhere,
and evening.
Elsewhere, a polar vortex has taken over from Montana to South Texas. Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting minus 39 degrees early yesterday, breaking the record set there in 1910. Ukraine's president says President Trump is living in a Russian-made disinformation space as a result of his administration's discussions with Kremlin officials. Volodymyr Zelensky talking about the president's comments blaming Ukraine for the war and saying that Zelensky's approval rating has plummeted to 4%. Pope Francis having a peaceful night, the Vatican says, after being diagnosed with double pneumonia. This is ABC News. A new executive order out of the White House calling for policy recommendations to reduce cost of IVF treatments. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more from Washington.
In this last year, we also had bills come up on Capitol Hill. Democrats brought bills that tried to cement and codify protections around IVF and fertility treatments, and many Republicans voted against those. There is an ideological split in the Republican Party about when life begins, when protection of life begins, what the law should look like around protecting embryos even outside a fetus. And so this will no doubt continue to be a discussion, especially if the White House pursues specific policies beyond just asking for policy recommendations to try to lower costs.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have joined the list of recent high-profile burglary victims, a couple's Los Angeles home broken into on Valentine's Day. Investigators don't think the pair was specifically targeted. They do believe the home was singled out due to its size and its location. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Joel Karnick. A look at some regional and state news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevy vehicles and service. There's an indoor garage sale going on this Saturday. A garage sale, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba will host this on Saturday from 8 until 2. Most items are a free will donation. Some larger items will have price tags. There's coffee, there's rolls, there's a barbecue lunch provided also by the church, and there is a silent auction, some silent auction baskets and free will donation baked goods also. And that is going on this Saturday from 8 to 2 at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church located in Catawba. Well, the 27th members, the 27th member of the Packer Hall of Fame was announced on Monday. Lisa Hale has more on that story.
After over 70,000 votes were cast worldwide, the late John Brosik of Pound, Wisconsin, was named the 27th member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame out of a field of 10 finalists Monday. Brosik passed away on December 28, 2024, shortly after being named a Fan Hall of Fame finalist. He was so proud of the honor, he asked his family to include the exciting news in his obituary. Dedicated and passionate, Brosik became a Packers season ticket holder back in 1962, and for more than 60 years, he attended every game included in his ticket package at Lambeau Field. He and his wife also watched the Packers play at 29 different NFL stadiums. In an excerpt from the nomination essay, his family wrote of his battle with cancer, saying, "Unfortunately, Dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in June 2024. When asked what goals he'd like to set, the first goal was to attend the 2024 home opener so he wouldn't break his streak and could start year number 60. They made that happen. Brosig's name will now be permanently enshrined in the Packers Hall of Fame. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Find more news at civicmedia.us and at 98qcountry.com. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Charles Chuck Wesley Smith, age 79, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, February 9th at the Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, of Park Falls, by 8 children, Tammy Boss Apple, Hank Smith, Wes Smith, Lisa Smith, Tommy Smith, Adam Smith, Jessica Hartman, and Mariah Smith, further survived by his siblings, Doris, Roberta, Larry, and Gary, and also survived by his grandchildren and by his many great-grandchildren and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Charles Chuck Wesley Smith, age 79, of Park Falls. It is with a heavy heart that we announce the passing of Diane Margaret Schmidt, age 79, who passed away at her home on February 13th. Left to cherish her memory is her daughter, Rebecca A. Schmidt, her grandchildren, along with her great-grandchildren, and further survived by her brother, Mark Ader, and by her niece, along with her lifelong friend, Diane Fleury. Funeral Mass to be held at Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden on Saturday, February 22nd at 11 a.m. Father Sunder Reddy will officiate. Visitation held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Margaret Schmidt, age 79. Jane D. Sarnacki, age 65 of Park Falls, died on Sunday, February 9th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her special friend and caregiver, Jeffrey Coffin of Park Falls, by her brother, Joseph, and further survived by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to noon with a sharing of memories at 12 noon on Wednesday, February 19th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jane D. Sarnacki, age 65, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there, new guys. We were communicating. We were making the right plays. We were playing with energy, and we just had each other's back.
That's Buck center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, tournament hockey gets going across the state tomorrow. The Team Seals, Shawamigan Butternut Phillips team, will be at Amory tomorrow night. It's a 7 o'clock drop of the puck. We'll have that game for you on our sister station on Trailmix 103.1, and you can listen on trailmix.fm and on the Civic Media app. The Ashland Hurley Washburn Co-op team, a 5 seed, they'll travel to take on the Frederick Grantsburg Luck Siren Webster. They got to get more creative on those. See, Spooner Shell Lake is a 6 seed. They'll travel to Rice Lake. They are the 3 seed. And the number 7 seed, a whole bunch of schools, including Barron, they will travel to take on the Hayward Lacouture co-op team in hockey coming up tomorrow. And the Lakeland T-Birds, they also will be in action. Their action will happen on, Lakeland gets a home match, and that will be a Thursday contest. Yeah, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, as they host the Shawano Bonduelle co-op team and the Medford Abbotsford Rib Lake hockey co-op team, the 7 seed. They'll travel to take on Mosinee, the 2 seed, and the girls' state hockey tournament also begins with action around the state both tomorrow and on Friday. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Right now, 8 below. 98 Q Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope. I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars. With a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my 6-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive, stealing a young girl's heart just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here. I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, and cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments. It's got your name written all over it, and you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. You'd be taking way too many pictures on your phone, showing them off to everybody that you know back home, and even some you don't, yeah, they say now you're in a better place, and I would be too if I could see your face. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, and cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments, it's got your name.
Country.
You run around me, you let me know this.
it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody.
Can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know
here goes Jelly Roll at 98Q Country. Good Wednesday. How are you doing? Hope you are well. We've got a little warmer weather on the way for you. We have temperatures in the 30s Saturday and maybe pushing 40 on Sunday. It's a Birkebeiner week. Birkebeiner and Hayward going on. I know a lot of cross-country skiers making their way over with activities going on through the week. A lot of it Thursday, Friday, the main race on Saturday and Sunday also. And we're going to be doing some coverage of the Berkey over there. Just want to give you a little direction if you're a fan of that. Our very own Gray and Big G will be doing some coverage over there for one of our civic stations, Muskie 101 over in Hayward. And that'll be available for you to listen to on the Civic Media app if you want to tune in on Saturday and hear Gray and Big G and the crew going crazy and hopefully staying upright, slipping and sliding through the snow and stuff over there at the Berkey on Saturday. So a big weekend for Hayward. Good to have snow. Last year was canceled, right? No, was last year canceled? No, it happened. Oh, they brought in all the snow machines. I remember that last year. Oh, that was something. They made it happen. This year conditions are a little bit better. We got a keyword for you today. By the way, the winner of yesterday's $25 winter cooperative certificate was texted just about a minute ago. So check your phone to see if you won the $25 certificate to do a little grocery shopping over at the Winter Cooperative. If you haven't won via the text yet, well, give it a shot again today. Our keyword today is pit stop. Pay attention now. Some of you are a little letter challenged. And I know sometimes it's hard to... You're in an environment where maybe you aren't the focus. The radio isn't the total focus and you're trying to listen. So pit stop, P-I-T-S-T-O-P. That's as in Village Pit Stop. $25 gift certificate for the Village Pit Stop is the prize. So text us, all one, don't put any spaces, P-I-T-S-T-O-P, P-I-T-S-T-O-P, Pit Stop. That is your key word. It's not really even a word, I guess, unless you like NASCAR. Pit Stop, P-I-T-S-T-O-P. Get that to us sometime today. Someone's going to win a $25 certificate for the Village Pit Stop there in Butternut, maybe. Put a little gas in your car. We'll grab some stuff from inside there. Thank you to the Village Pit Stop for being a sponsor of our 98Q Snowball Throwdown Showdown. We will throw some snowballs twice this morning. And we'll see if we can get a winner out of one of those two today. We've still got a lot of great gift certificates from our sponsors, Warga Auto and Truck Center, O'Deer Nutrition, Jay's Automotive, Lena's Northern Pines, BC Auto Repair, John's 3 Mile, Winter Cooperative, Village Pit Stop, The Rail Trail Cafe, Bader Sports Center, Forward Insurance, $25 Visa gift card, Forward Bank, $25 Visa gift card, and Ross's Sports Shop, all bringing you the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. All right, what do you want to talk? We have a lot of events that we'll talk about a little bit during Reality Radio here this morning. We'll save some of that for that. Of course, on the it was election day yesterday. We didn't have a whole lot to vote on here in Price County. There were some referendums that seemed to have passed. Was it Tomahawk and Pines and some of the folks involved? A lot of school referendums on the last year. So most of those did pass yesterday. Is it tomorrow? The Canada-U.S. hockey game, is that tomorrow? Now, the first time they played, that was an exhibition, right? Was that an ex? It wasn't the real thing. I thought that was it. That should have been it because it was. I didn't watch it live. I just watched some of the highlights. That seems to be the way a lot of people are watching sports now. But after we had three fights, as the puck was dropped, we had three fights between Canada and U.S. hockey players. And then we had Canada booing the U.S. national anthem. After all that happened, I'm just like, I'm good. I don't think we should be playing Canada right now. I don't think it's a good idea. I wouldn't want to go up to a Canadian game. I mean, they're booing us, and most people I think that are there are just kind of standing there looking around. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You got a right to go, boo. Just don't hit me, but just boo or whatever. And I'm not really sure why the players went at it. But there's always that lingering question in the National Hockey League. Can the National Hockey League maintain its popularity? That's a question mark, popularity, without fights, without fighting. If they just went out there and they just played hockey and they scored goals and did what every other sport does. I've never, from the age of five, I have never understood the fighting part of hockey. I've just never understood. Hockey purists will say, it's just part of the game. Well, gang shootings are a part of inner city America too, but we don't say, well, that's just part of the, I don't, That was a bad correlation. But I think it would go on. I think it would go on. I really think it would. And they have limited it because they have penalized the people who fight a little bit more. And you don't see much fighting in the playoffs. Now, raise your hand. The only playoff hockey is good. The Minnesota Wild, I was a Minnesota North Star fan, Minnesota Wild fan. Playoff hockey is intense. It's fun. There's hard hitting. But people generally don't fight in the National Hockey League in playoffs because they don't want to get kicked out of the game and they don't want to cost their team a game. But during the regular season, they're like, eh, I'll go take a break. Go take a break on the bench for 5 minutes. So my answer to that question, it would the National Hockey League be just what it is today if they would just say, you know what, no fighting, here's a severe penalty? My answer would be yes. It would be just absolutely fine. And someday it will. Remember the old days of the National Hockey League when they didn't wear helmets? And there's still a couple of players left playing in the National Hockey League that were grandfathered in. They were playing in the league when the helmet rule came on. And I think it was last year I saw a guy skating around without a helmet. And it's just like, what are you doing? Take a look at hockey goaltenders from back in the 50s and 60s when they played the National Hockey League. You couldn't get insurance playing that, having that. What's your career? You're a goalie in the National Hockey League? No, we can't insure you. That's not gonna happen. So let's do one of two things. Let's either take the fighting out of hockey, or let's put the fighting in to all of the other professional sports. Instead of a guy arguing a third strike call, he just punches the umpire. And you say, Joel, well, that's ridiculous. How is that any more ridiculous than hockey? Hockey fans will say, well, hockey's a physical sport. Football's a physical sport. Basketball's a physical sport. They're not fighting each other. Stop punching each other. I hate it. Anytime I see a fight in hockey and I see the fans cheering, I think we're back in like 20 AD where they should have like Romans and spears and just go play hockey. I love watching playoff hockey. I do. I'm a Minnesota Wild. I don't want to say I'm a Minnesota Wild fan because I don't watch a lot during a regular season. But playoff games, tune in. Pretty intense. Good fun atmosphere. Stop punching each other. All right. Is that too much to ask? Really? Is that too much to ask? Let's get to the. All right, Joel. It's enough. 7:33. Let's get to our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe weather across the southeast. Millions under snow watches. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on what's happening along the Virginia, North Carolina coast.
We still have warnings up from Norfolk and Hampton Bay, Newport News, down to just north and east of Raleigh. And that's where the heaviest snow today is going to fall, but there will be ice concerns on the southern side of it. That's going to come through the afternoon
elsewhere,
and evening.
Elsewhere, a polar vortex has taken over from Montana to South Texas. Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting minus 39 degrees early yesterday, breaking the record set there in 1910. Ukraine's president says President Trump is living in a Russian-made disinformation space as a result of his administration's discussions with Kremlin officials. Volodymyr Zelensky talking about the president's comments blaming Ukraine for the war and saying that Zelensky's approval rating has plummeted to 4%. Pope Francis having a peaceful night, the Vatican says, after being diagnosed with double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
And a look at some local and state news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua. We have the big Sportsman Wild Game Feed coming up this Saturday. It is a free event, and it's being hosted by the Ogama Baptist Church at their convention hall. That'll be Saturday from 1:30 until 8. There's a vendor hall, and there is a free meal at 5 o'clock Saturday, and there's a speaker. Bear Man will be there, and there will be prize giveaways, and that again is this Saturday at the Ogama Baptist Church. Well, not much on the ballot yesterday for elections locally, but statewide, there were more school referendums on the ballot. A handful of school referendums were on the ballot at last night across the state. Jimmy Cuska has a little bit more in detail about those referendums.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-to-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusk.
And you'll find more news at civicmedia.us and at 98qcountry.com.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously the Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there. New guys. We were communicating. We were making the right plays. We were playing with energy. And we just had each other's back.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
We have over 70 vehicles on the lot here ready to sell, all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, Nissan, Hondas, Chevys, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, all makes and models. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a 3-quart-ton, half-ton truck, to SUV, a car, or a minivan. Give us a call. Don't hesitate. It's a Common Sense sale event. It makes sense. There's a lot of sense you're going to save if you come down and get a vehicle. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
Bader Sports Center in Phillips is currently looking for motivated people to fill multiple positions, including one full-time salesperson, two part-time salespeople, and one full-time bow technician. All applicants must be 18 or older and possess a high school diploma or equivalent, and pay will be based on experience. If you love being outdoors, working with people, and learning about the newest outdoor gear, Bader Sports Center is the place for you. For more details or to pick up an application, stop in right at Bader's in Phillips on Highway 13, next to Pick and Save.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. For over 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. Whether it's for protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Get a free estimate fast in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Right now, 8 below.
98Q Country.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to Mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on a creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. Never died. And I wish good dogs never got playing old. I wish farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. Grandpa's never died. I wish grandpa's never died.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Now, honey, call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever. Darling girl, I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we've made, it's sure
you back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
James Otto. James Otto, 98Q, 747 at 13 before 8. Bit of a warm-up begins today, just a bit. I say today, don't get too excited. Don't reach for the swimsuit quite yet here. We've got some sunshine out there, though, right now. It's looking pretty good. Temperatures today will get up into the teens. And we'll get up into the 20s for tomorrow and Friday and 30 Saturday, probably pushing 40 for at least 3 days on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So today we're going to officially say a northwest wind at about 5 to 10 with overcast skies, although the sun is out right now. Maybe a couple of snow flurries today. And we'll get one final blast. It's... I can always tell who writes a forecast when it says, tonight cloudy, very cold. And the low is forecasted to be like 5 to 8 below. That's not very cold. I have raised my hand, and I will tell you the truth, that having lived here and been here at the radio station for 25 plus years, I tell you the National Weather Service does not know what happens weather-wise once you get north of Highway 8. Between 29 and Highway 8, a little bit. You got something going on there. But once you get north of Highway 8, they're like, very cold. They describe very cold. What is very cold? What's your description of very cold? For me, if it hits 20 below, negative 20, that to me is very cold. Anything in that 15, 18 below range, I live here. I know what I'm getting. But you start getting 20, 25 below. That's very cold. And then if you tack on a wind chill beyond 20 to 25 below, then now you got my attention. Now you got my attention as something as like, ooh, you better put some adjectives in front of that. But when it's only going to be 5, 8, 10 below, take your very cold stuff and take that to Vegas when they get 38. You know, you can use it to describe that, but not here, not here. It'll be a decent day today. That wind not moving around a whole lot. I think you'll appreciate it. We've got Reality Radio. We'll talk a little bit about the outdoors with Craig from Bader Sports Center. We'll talk about the big event going on over in Rhinelander in a couple of weeks. We were there broadcasting live last year, the Up North Community Expo. And you as a business or a nonprofit are welcome to be a part of this. Here's the thing over there at the Hodag Dome. There's not an issue of, we don't have space. Have you been inside the Hodag Dome? You fit a lot of stuff in there. It's a huge, huge place. And they encourage Northwoods businesses, including you guys right here, Phillips, Park Falls, surrounding area, Butternut, to be a part of it. So we're going to talk with, what time are they? Hang on a second. Just a second here. All right. They're coming in about 9 o'clock or so. They'll be in at 9. We'll see how Gray's doing today, see if we can't entice him to come chat with us a little bit here this morning. We've been shirking on the gray area for several different reasons. And again, I got a lot of community events, and we will talk about those and give you a chance to throw some snowballs coming up twice during Reality Radio.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's Reality Radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
98Q Country.
I don't call me much, but
she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. And right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all said, better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon morning star. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy. Say he always wants to be.